The Julian H. Sleeper House is a museum dedicated to the Gilded Age in St. Paul. It has a website.
Tours by appointment. How to visit. All tours are by appointment, as the JHSH is also a private residence, and your indulgence is appreciated in making advanced reservations. Tours must be booked by phone, not by computer. Dr. Hawkins needs to hear your voice.
Julian H. Sleeper House Museum.
Hey, Dr. Seth Hawkins.
Guilty as charged.
This is...
Scroll down to the bottom of the website's contact page, and you'll find this.
If you are tired of singularly uninformed and untrained volunteers
plasticizing and overcharging by historical societies everywhere, hokey, fakey, pseudo-history, and other travesties in the nation's Mick museums, and you long for a balance of professionalism, wit, and genuine concern for your time, the solution is here.
Okay, and there you are.
Were you expecting me?
I hope so. Okay. My note to myself says that I was. Therefore, it must be true.
Well, so how would you...
Okay, here's where I come clean. I've actually visited the Julian H. Sleeper House before. I was on assignment for an antiques journal, and I was supposed to interview Dr. Seth Hawkins for an hour, and I stayed 4 hours, and I had to run to catch my bus. So at first, this interview is a little difficult for me because how can I convey a sense of discovery to you when I've done this before?
How do you normally introduce yourself when people come?
I really don't introduce myself. There is the line, it's not about me, it's about the museum, about the collection and the era that the collection represents. So being a believer in Ambrose Bierce's definition of I, for many people, the first letter of the alphabet, I try to downplay the personal side.
See, that's why I stayed 4 hours. Where else in Minnesota are you going to get a name drop on Ambrose Bierce? American short story writer born 1842, disappeared 1914 in Mexico under mysterious circumstances, best known as the author of The Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. And Bierce was a member of the Gilded Age. Dr. Seth Hawkins.
The Gilded Age is a term coined by Mark Twain, and we use it to refer to the period, as he did, between the end of the Civil War and about 1900. And it's used instead of Victorian, because Victorian's a British term, and based on how long Her Majesty reigned. But Gilded Age also signifies upward mobility, the expanding middle and upper middle class, and except for 1893, a period of relative prosperity. So it was a very positive and relatively successful period after the massive upheaval of the Civil War.
Julian H. Sleeper was a St. Paul hotel owner. He built his dream house in 1884 and then later moved it to its present location on St. Albans Street and expanded it in 1893. 100 years later, Dr. Hawkins bought the Sleeper House and turned it into a museum of the Gilded Age. What's cool is that nearly every light fixture, art object, magazine, and piece of furniture dates to the period. And you can sit on the furniture, which is not a surprise because this is also Dr. Hawkins' home, and he sits on it too.
What would you find in a Gilded Age household?
You would find a complex decorating environment, one in which every piece of furniture, every item on the walls was in the best place to display it to advantage. No moving the furniture around on a whim. Art pottery, wallpaper, including the ceiling, rectangular mirrors to reflect the gas light, and if you were really chic, chandeliers that had both gas and electric in them so that you could show off the newest of the new and have the old gas light at the ready in case the power lines went out.
Dr. Hawkins is dressed appropriately for the era as he meanders to the Wooten desk, a Gilded Age executive's fantasy of cubbyholes. And the elaborately carved mantelpiece and pottery fight with a riot of wallpapers for your undivided attention. Let's just say the Gilded Age was not a slave to simplicity.
Did you want to head upstairs?
Well, head upstairs.
For me, the most spectacular surprise is the upstairs room dedicated to President James A. Garfield. Born 1831, felled 1881 by an assassin's bullet and a bungling doctor. Dr. Seth Hawkins has acquired a compelling collection of items related to the president and his killer.
Well, what I say as we're coming down the hall, I show them the piece of heavy brocade campaign bunting that's framed in the hallway, and I say, now, the president knows you're here, and he's wondering why you haven't come in yet to pay your respects to him. I back away from the open doorway, and they come in, and many of them are startled.
Both times, I was startled, because planted stiff-backed on a velvet couch is the president, a life-size mannequin special ordered by Dr. Hawkins.
All of our visitors notice we don't have velvet ropes. We allow people to get close to the artifacts. They like the idea of being able to sit next to the president, treat him respectfully, and have their photo taken.
Dr. Hawkins has 1,000 stories to go with every one of the artifacts at the Julian H. Sleeper House. So, if you're tired of history that feels thuddingly dull and out of reach, you know who to call. This is Britty for KFAI.